Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Jesse Taylor, and I had some charges from your company on my phone bill. And I talked to somebody a couple of days ago about it, and I noticed that there was one return, but the other one was not. So I would like you to check into that for me.
No problem. I'd be happy to assist. May I have your zip code, please?
32567.
And may I have your first and last name?
Jesse Taylor.
And can you verify your shipping address?
My what?
Can you verify your shipping address?
7017 Highway 393, Laurel Hill, 32567.
All right, thank you for the information. So it shows that you did have our Bites Hub, which is a meal planning app that helps use real food to boost energy, cut sugar carb cravings as well. So how that occurred, you purchased the entry ticket for our sweepstakes for Instapot. We also offer other various prizes, iPhone, Dyson Vacuum, etc. And with that payment you made to enter the sweepstakes, that payment also enrolled into our monthly meal planning subscription. And of course, that email was sent with the link for the app confirming this information as well. So furthermore, your subscription has already been canceled out at this point, so there won't be any charges made. I'm also reviewing through the notations just to see, you know, if there's any other information. Just a moment.
Okay. Well, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm just reviewing through the notations. So I'm the representative that you spoke with in regards to the cancellation of your account. So I'm the one who submitted this information up for the account to be canceled. So I don't show anything in regards to me providing you a refund or anything along the lines of that when we initially spoke on November the 12th.
Like I said, there was one refund, but the other one that was charged in September that I didn't catch, it has not been refunded, and I thought it was going to be refunded in its full amount.
Okay, I see what it is. So a refund was submitted. I provided you a partial refund for 75%, and I submitted that for the latest charge, which was on October the 18th. Now, that is correct. You were billed on September the 18th, but we're only able to refund a month's time frame. So that's the reason why you didn't receive a refund for the September's charge, and I made you aware of this when I placed the first refund, that I was only able to do a refund for the latest charge. Which means I'm not able to go back any prior months and refund for those.
I don't even know how this got charged to me in the first place. I just don't understand it because I did not order anything from Health Goals.
Yes, ma'am. So in regards to that, you know, the charge is going to be valid. You know, I will not be able to issue a refund for that latest month charge, but everything's been canceled and you've already been refunded for the latest charge in the amount of $29.92, which is 75% of the charge as a courtesy.
I understand. And I did get that. I told you that. But it was just that I don't know how I got charged for it in the first place. I just don't understand it. And I think I actually think the full refund should be refunded because I can you send me some kind of notice in my email of how this happened?
So yes, you've already received an email on, you know, how this would have occurred. If you can, have you checked your spam folder? You should have received an email in regards to the Bites Hub subscription. An email was sent to you as well as a link for the app to your email address, jjtaylor7025@gmail.com.
That is not my email.
Okay. So that's the email address we have on file.
So
that's maybe.
So you do have the wrong subscription there.
I mean, that information that you provide, that's probably why you never received the email if the email address is incorrect. We still sent the information just to the wrong email address that you provided.
That is an old email I have not used in a year. and I would not have given you that email address. So can you send me the email that you sent me, or?
So we don't have email, you know, necessarily capabilities. I'm not able to like send out any emails, but you're more than welcome. I can give you the website for you to review through that information.
Okay.
And let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
So the website is going to be GRAB, that's G as in Gary, R as in Robert, A as in Apple, B as in Ball, B as in Ball, I as in Igloo, T as in Timothy, E as in Edward, S as in Samuel, H as in Henry, U as in Universe, B as in Balloon.
What was that last one?
B as in Balloon. So all together you should have grabbyteshub.com. And of course, on this website, that is where you will be able to review through the, you know, the terms and conditions. It'll have some other additional information as well, you know, in regards to the meal plan that you're enrolled in at this time. Where we're enrolled in, but it's already been canceled.
Yeah, I understand it is canceled. I just that's a lot of money for me. So, you know, and like you said, I know I got that partial payment back, but I still don't think that. I still want to know how I got on there and how that old address even was used. Because like I said, I haven't used that. Well, actually, it was January. Will be a year ago. It's been, what, 10 months ago since I did it, used it. And I, you know, I wouldn't have given you that address if I was the one doing that. When I go on that site, how do I look up my account?
Yes, ma'am. So, all of the information will be there once you go on there. Everything will be like outlined for you. So it's not like a specific area. Everything will be pop up once you go on the page. So if you scroll down, if you want to review through the terms and conditions, it'll have that information available. It'll also have the information regarding the pricing, things of that nature. But all of that is going to be directly up front when you do, submit the website information online. When you go on the website, I'm in.
Okay. And another thing, another reason I know this is not mine, I mean, I did not make this order, is because if I had it would have gone on a credit card, not to my bank. So this is not my order. Well, I appreciate you giving me that, and I'm going to go check it out, and then I'll see what I can do.
No problem, ma'am. You're most definitely welcome. And again, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day as well.
And what was your name?
My name is Okiris. It's O as in Oscar, K as in Kevin, E as in Edward, R as in Robert, I as in Isaac, S as in Samuel. Okiris.
O-T?
O-K-E-R.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
O-K-E-R-I-S. Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're most definitely welcome. And again, thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.